KCSI KOAK Radio spoke with Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Sharla Schmid, following the regular meeting on Tuesday, August 18th. As a part of the secondary roads update, there was significant discussion and attention to the secondary roads annual report to the Iowa DOT and road use tax risk. She tells us more.
Okay. Let's see. That's right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Ald Rock in the Coburg area and Spotted Rock in the Red Oak, Stanton and Wales area, mowed gravel roads, shoulders. In the Morton Mills area, cold patched and worked on edge ruts on paved highways throughout the county and conducted equipment and truck maintenance. The Q Avenue Railroad Bridge, the contractor, will be driving the piles in the south abutment. After the piles are driven, they will start forming the south abutment and possibly pour it later this week, weather permitting. Here, I have some pictures I brought for you.
Okay.
Awesome. There's a...
All okay. Right.
Then the L Avenue Railroad Bridge. The contractor will pour the encasement on the piling on the north pier. The dirt crew is working on the south side of the bridge, building up the road and shaping the berm slope between the pier and abutment. We anticipate the contractor will pour the north pier cap late this week. The dirt crew will continue hauling to the site all week, weather permitting. We've had a lot of rain.
Yes.
The dirt crew will be hauling dirt from the Q Avenue site and eventually haul from Beeson Pit.
Okay.
Okay. Again, she brought up the secondary roads annual report for 2025-2026 fiscal year. As indicated last week, each year secondary roads submit their annual report to the Iowa DOT. The annual report takes 1.5 to 2 months to complete, and they cannot begin to work on the annual report until they have received year-end. And to date, they have not received the year-end report, again, at no fault of their department, which is, she's correct. So at this time, she's not aware of a date on which the year-end will report be completed. Completion of the secondary roads annual report to IDOT entails more than just downloading reports from the software to enter into the report. This will be the first time using our new software, Tyler Software, so we expect there to be a few hiccups in the process. Additionally, once any downloads from the software are complete, we will have to go through all the information to make sure everything is correct and balanced before the report can be submitted to the IDOT. This portion of the process can be very timely. Again, if the annual report is not submitted to the Iowa DOT by the September 15th deadline, we will receive a violation, and depending on how late the annual report is submitted, it could result in IDOT withholding road use tax payments to the county. Our county receives anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000 plus monthly from road use taxes, and this is money we cannot afford to be withheld.
I want to touch on that a little bit,
please,
Charlotte,
do.
If we can. So here's my takeaway. As a person concerned about our county, as you are, and as people on the Board of Supervisors are, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
I don't recall this happening in the past. So
it hasn't.
What has triggered or what has set this? Because, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, the report is due. It's every year. It's due. There's never been an issue with that report because it is a big deal. Look at this last line. The county receives $200,000 to $400,000 monthly from road use taxes.
And which helps us.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is, this is a big deal that could result in the withholding of that. So would we not do every single thing possible to make sure that this is in on time?
Exactly. I agree with you. And today, so afterwards, we had a meeting with myself, Brian Amos, Jill Azuna, and Jackie Porter, and then Engineer Karen. And Karen had asked that the meeting be called. And so we sat down, and cards were laid on the table. There was a pretty intense discussion today about all of this, so that they know that.
Yeah. So, but the deal is that Karen really is just waiting on the report, all right? Charlotte, if my understanding is her hands are really tied until she gets this report.
Right, yeah. Well, there's some things that they have that they can do for the report, but there's major things that have to come from the treasurer's office. So,
Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated. And thanks to Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, for her time and that information.